It's The Current's Music News. Jake Abler here with Jade, and we're talking new music today. Some music that people have been wildly anticipating, some new music that no one has really been asking for, but we're going to get it anyway, and some new music that people didn't even know existed. But first, let's talk about old music.
Okay, I'm ready for all things. New, old, unknown, known. Give it to me, Jay.
So, the Beatles. Their song In My Life from Rubber Soul is in the news because a new study has ascertained, according to these scholars, that Paul McCartney did not actually write it. It was a John Lennon song.
How do they know?
Research,
Jade.
I feel
like you
study.
Can take someone's word and they're like, I wrote this. You can be like, seems right.
So here's what happened. So like most Beatles songs, it's technically jointly credited to Lennon McCartney, but you know, you feel like in most cases you know who actually wrote the song. In this case, it's always been a little bit complicated. John Lennon has said he mostly wrote it. Paul McCartney added some touches. Paul McCartney has said he wrote the music, Lennon wrote the words. And so there's kind of been a mystery among Beatles fans who actually wrote this beautiful song, In My Life. So a couple of academics, Harvard statistician Mark Glickman and Dalhousie University mathematician Jason Brown, used math, data analysis. They fed the Beatles' mid-60s catalog into their machines and broke down the chords and the melodies of the songs that you can pretty reliably credit to either Lennon or McCartney. So you can learn, okay, here's kind of how McCartney songs go mathematically. And so basically they ended up concluding that they believe there is less than a 2% chance that McCartney actually wrote the melody for In My Life. Why? It's too simple.
You are not the father. Did somebody call Paul McCartney and tell him, like, sorry, no?
Oh, yes. He has been called.
What did he say?
He will not be commenting.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
If someone's going to, like, try to take away your songwriting credit, it's kind of doing it in a way that's a compliment, I guess, because they're saying, listen, this song is just too simple for you. Your songs tend to have melodies that are very dynamic, going up and down a lot in pitch, whereas this song, like many Lennon songs, tends to have a very sort of flat pitch.
I feel like that's a backhanded compliment, although this does lead to an intriguing idea of, could we reverse this and create a new Beatles song based on this algorithm?
That could be the next step, robotically engineering a new Beatles album from the mid-60s.
I'm just throwing it out there. Come on, math. Don't let us down. There are places I remember.
New recordings from the 1960s have been discovered, live recordings of concerts that were feared to be lost. Recordings of concerts by artists including Joni Mitchell, Neil Young, Dave Van Ronk, Odetta, other greats of the era have surfaced and are now in the hands of a nonprofit called the Michigan History Project.
So how did these come to be?
So these are recordings of performances made at a student ministry called Canterbury House. Artists gave permission for the recordings to happen when they took place, but they were feared lost over all these years. And now they've been discovered, are being digitized, are being preserved. And the Michigan History Project says they are looking into options for releasing them. According to an engineer who's heard the recordings, they are, quote, first-rate soundboard captures made on professional equipment, end quote. So there's some really epic recordings, apparently.
So can we listen to that right now?
No, not yet. They are still in the hands of the nonprofit, but they're preserving the audio and looking for options to release them in the future. Kendrick Lamar, actor. That's a thing now.
Actually, this makes perfect sense to me because when you watch Kendrick Lamar perform, he has that energy and he's very empathetic. So it sort of seems like a no-brainer that he would become an actor. What's his debut? What's his breakout star move?
He made it last night on the Starz drama Power, which, as you may be aware, is a drama starring 50 Cent as a hitman.
Okay, I need more details than this. What was his character? What did he play?
So he played a homeless man who helps out 50 Cent's hitman character, who at least in the clip that I watched, rides like a bike with like these big like banana handlebars.
What? None of these words make sense.
Like an old school Schwinn. Yeah, and 50 Cent will come biking up on this machine and literally kill you. With the help of Kendrick Lamar's character in the clip that aired last night.
So Kendrick Lamar is like the helpful homeless sidekick?
Yeah, he kind of like distracts you while 50 Cent comes biking up and offs you. Anyway, so people loved his acting job. Twitter was afire with people being like, oh man, Kendrick has completely got it. The person who created the show, Courtney Kemp, says that Kendrick Lamar approached 50 Cent, who's a friend of his, and said, hey, can I be on your show? And 50 Cent was like, yeah, I think so. Let's do that. And according to the showrunner, quote, speaking about Kendrick, he's really gifted, tremendously gifted. I mean, it's a total transformation. So Kendrick Lamar, now an actor, may show up again on Power.
Let me get at you for a second. Wait. Got some good gift cards for you this time, puppy. All the barcodes are good and everything. I swear.
So I mentioned some new music that nobody was really asking for. Well, that's not technically true. A couple of DJs in LA were suggesting that, okay, so now there's been this thing where Weezer have finally covered Toto. They covered Africa, and it actually turned into one of Weezer's biggest hits in years. So now people thought, hey, what would happen if Toto returned the favor? Maybe now it's time for Toto to cover Weezer.
Jay, the internet has gone too far. I think, you know, we all just shouldn't get all the things that we want.
And do we even want this? Well, we're getting it. Whether or not we want it, Toto now say they are working on a cover of a Weezer track. Which Weezer track? The 2001 song Hash Pipe.
Really?
Yep.
And of all the Weezer songs?
I know it. So Steve Porcaro, the keyboardist, says, you know, they thought about a couple of options. One option they thought about was doing Beverly Hills and doing, quote, a real Africa type version of it. But then he says they decided we want to make it different. We want to do something rock and roll, says Steve Porcaro. I want to show everyone what a good rock and roll band we can be.
So are they going to do like a true to the spirit of the song, or are we going to get a Toto-fied version?
Well, they may think the former, but we'll actually get the latter. But Toto, you think of them as a yacht rock band? No, no, no. They can rock as hard as anyone, and they are about to show us when sometime in the not-too-distant future, we will hear their version of Weezer's Hash Pipe.
Let's just all take this as a lesson of maybe don't write every single thought that comes into your mind, every request for a cover online, because, you know, sometimes we just don't need those in real life.
Maybe this is going to be great, Jade. Maybe this song is going to change your life.
We'll see, Jade.
Barack and Michelle Obama went to go see Beyonce and Jay-Z perform on Saturday, and of course, they had an amazing time.
Of course they did. I watched video of them dancing. It looked like a joy and a pleasure.
Concertgoers were dying. They're like, I don't believe I'm breathing the same air as my president. You know, the Obama fans who turned around and saw Barack and Michelle dancing in an executive box. It was grand.
And if you watch the video, people are not even looking at Beyonce and Jay-Z. Everyone has turned around their cameras and they're like dancing and looking at Michelle and Barack. It's kind of bonkers. I'm sure Jay-Z and Beyonce were on stage like, excuse me, the entertainment is here.
Or maybe they were tempted to just sort of stop performing and look up themselves. Just have the DJ take over for a while and we'll just have a dance party with the Obamas. The music of the Go-Go's has hit Broadway in the form of the new musical Head Over Heels. It has officially opened. The reviews are in and they are okay. They're just fine. So this is a new musical using the music of the Go-Go's, but it has a story set in 16th century England. It's apparently very campy and fun for some people. The critics are kind of like, well, it might be your thing. You might love it. Or you might be like, as critic Frank Scheck writes in The Hollywood Reporter, you might think this is the kind of show for which the term, quote, check your brain at the door could have been invented.
So, but it could be kind of that mindless fun in the same way of like Mamma Mia or something like that.
Sure. And, you know, regardless of whether people enjoy it or not, it is making history because its star Peppermint is, with this show, the first transgender woman to originate a character, meaning being the first person to star as that character, in a principal role on Broadway. Get over here, why should I go? Can't stop myself. So, Robin, we're getting new music from Robin. It is going to happen.
Jay, just stop. Let's all take a moment. I need to catch my breath on this. New Robin in my life now.
Call your girlfriend, call your boyfriend, call all your friends. Tell them to go over to thecurrent.org where you can watch a 7.5-minute documentary about Robin getting ready to release new music. She has a new track called Missing You. It's coming out Wednesday. It is going to be the first single from her first new album since the beloved, iconic, epic, classic 2010 release, Body Talk.
I'll just be dancing on my own, Jay.
Missing You is a song about this trippy thing that happens when people disappear. It's like they become even more clear. It's like you see them everywhere. And also maybe a little bit of a message to my fans. There's this empty space you left behind.
Now you're not here with me. And that's today's music news. Jay Gabler here with Jade. Our producer is Anna Reed. You can read more about all these stories and hear a little music, see some video clips over at thecurrent.org. We'll be back tomorrow to let you know what has happened in the next 24 hours of music news.